So we got to the last three lines of Chaf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara had been this discussion within Shita Shmuel. The Mishnah from yesterday's daf taught that person put the sprinklings in the wrong spot, lamala mata, lamata lamala, either combination. Halachas was pasal, and Shmuel says it means pasal for the basar, but in terms of the bialim are niskapru. That's based on the pasuk vanini sativ lachem amizbeach lechaper. So you get kapara, even though it's the wrong place, because he assumes shalobim komo is kimkomo dami. That was his whole understanding. So then the Gemara says the last few lines of Chavavim Beis Meisive. Chishiv liten esanitnim lamala lamata lamata lamala la'alter kasher. So let's say a person had a machshava when he's putting the sprinklings on to top to bottom, bottom to top. He had the idea of la'alter to do it that very day. You can ignore the la'alter part right now. This b'risa, trying to make sense of the b'risa overall, doesn't make sense. It's inconsistent here. Let's just try to pull out what we need, at least for our purposes. So if you do la'alter, it's a kasher. Why is it kasher? So Rashi points out, look at Rashi three lines up from the bottom. It's in the middle of a piece here. He's quoting the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav that Eina machshava poselas ela toch lezmano chutz limakomo upesaf achata shelo lishmam. Machshava pigul only applies to those three cases. It has to be outside the place, outside the time, outside, and then the shelo lishma for those two karbanos. So this is not considered shelo bimkomo. Chutz limakomo there means outside the azara. In terms of up and down, below the chudasikra, that's not possible midin machshava, and therefore it's kasher. Then the Gemara says, Chazar v'chishev, let's say then he had a second thought on the next avoda. He thought, chutzim komo, it would be pasul bein bokaris. At that stage, if you think outside the makom, to have it eaten outside the makom, where it's supposed to be eaten, that's going to be a problem and a pasul, but there's no chiv karis, because chiv karis is only on pigul of chutz lezmano, but there's no chiv karis on eating something that was machshava chutzim komo. If a person, let's say, had machshava chutz lezmano, says the Gemara, that would be pigol and chayavim alav karis. Okay, that's first half of the brayta. Let's say, however, lemachar. Let's say the first case, he had that, back to the first case, he had machshava of doing lamata, lamala, lamala, lamata, but he had in mind to do it lemachar, to do it tomorrow, that would be pasul. What's the difference of tomorrow versus today? So Tosafot already points out, it doesn't really make much sense. Tosafot says it just, they could have asked that question as well. Ignore that piece of lemachar at this point. Just, it gets too confusing. So if he has the idea of pasul, of Lamachar is going to be puzzle, and this is going to be according to Shitas Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that even though we just saw Rashi quoted that only those three cases are going to be psul machshava of either shlobim zmano, shlobim komo, and shlolishma of chatas and a pesach, Rabbi Yehuda, who is the author of the second half of the Brisa, extended to even these types of machshavos, even thoughts that are beyond that, outside those examples. So let's say the Mishnah says later on that Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have a machshava that I'm going to do a zrika tomorrow, it's possible. Everyone agrees. But let's say I've got a machshava I'm going to do hinuach, I'm going to like hanach, leave it alone, not do anything with it tomorrow, that would also be disqualifying according to Rabbi Yehuda. He expands the application of a Pigel. So he's the author of the second half of the brayse here that says lamachar. If you have the idea lamachar to do the mala lamata or mata lamala, Rabbi Yehuda holds that would be pasul. Chazav echishe bein chutz lezmano bein chutz lemkomo pasul bein mokaris. If you think now the second avoda to do it chutz lemkomo or chutz lezmano, well, it would still be pasul because it already is pasul from your first machshava, and it wouldn't be karis because karis is only true when you've created the psul with your machshava of zmano. But this already was possible from your first machshava of being mata lamala or lamala lamata. That's already possible, so you can have a chut zmano chiv karis on top of that. So that's the brisa. Again, a bit confusing because there are different authors of the ratio of the seifa. So the Gemara says what we could pull from this brisa, at least what the question becomes is, if it's really true that if you sprinkle something in the incorrect place, meaning mata lamala or lamala mata, it's really kimakom dami, it's a good zrika. Hi, pasul, pigul. In the first case of Rabbi Yehuda, so then you sprinkle it in the wrong place, so the machshav is the wrong place, it shouldn't be pasul, it should actually be pigul. Look at Rashi explains this. Hi, pasul, bitmi. The guy had a mind to put it in the wrong place tomorrow. So that should be, again, chutz lemachar is lizmano. It's chutz lizmano. So now, pigolhu, sherei chisha b'shchita al-mnas lizrok dama lemachar di-achilis mizbeach. Again, my machshava was to put it in the wrong place. Shalobim komo. Mata, mala, or mala lamata. But that's good. If you hold like Shmuel, that shalobim komo is kimakamo dami, so that's a good zrika. But since you're thinking lamachar, I'm doing it tomorrow, that's a chutz lezmano psul on a kasher zrika. That shouldn't be only puzzle, that should be a real pigel and should be chayiv kari. So must be then, this price assumes that shalobum komo is lav kimakamo dami against the sheet of Shmuel. So Amar Marzucha says no. Really, shalobum komo is kimakamo dami. So why isn't it pigel? Because zrika, the sharia basa bachila, maisile de pigel. Zrika, the lo sharia basa bachila, the maisile de pigel. Only a zrika that in the end will allow you to eat basar, only that's the type of avoda that will lead to pigel. But a zrika that won't permit you to eat, even though it's a kasher zrika, that can't lead to pigel. So remember, we saw yesterday that when you do a zrika, shalobim komo, although it's a good zrika, you can't eat the basar. So if you can't eat the basar, then it can't be bechlal, the potential of pigel. So asks the Rav Ashi, Amalei Rav Ashi, the Marzucha, Minolacha, how do you know this? That the only pigel could come about when it's a zrika that's not only kosher, but a zrika that also permits the meat to be eaten. Minolacha, how do you know? Dichsiv v'im he'achal ye'achal mi basar zebach shlomiv pigel yihyeh. The pasuk connects the eating to pigel. Mi shepigula garm lo, only that which the pigel causes you not to be able to eat it. You got to zet to exclude our case, Shane Pigel Garmlo. It's not the Pigel that prevents me from eating it. It's a Davar Acher Garmlo. It's another problem that causes me not to eat it. Namely, that a Shalobim Komo is where I put the sprinkling. That although Shalobim Komo, it's a good kapar for the Baal, it doesn't permit me to eat it. And since it's something else that causes me not to eat it, we cannot invoke the concept of Pigel here. That's the understanding. Gemara now says, Ihachi, if that's the case, if Sule Nami Lo Lifsol. So now if you're telling me that something that is Zrika, that doesn't allow me to eat, can't lead to pigel, so it shouldn't lead to pasul either. What's a source that's going to be disqualified? Isn't pigel and pasul the same thing? That if a zrika, only a zrika that creates a heter achila, only a zrika that creates a heter achila will create pigel, but a zrika that has no heter achila won't create pigel. Well, it shouldn't create a pasul either. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak midei dehavi amachsheves hinuach. Yehuda has this chiddush that we'll see later on in the next week or so in the Mishnah, that he holds a machshava of hinuach, of a machshava of leaving the blood, just doing nothing. That itself can be pasul. Here too as well, you could create a psul, even though it won't create any pigel.
When he's saying drika shelohim koma, he's talking about lemala, lemata, lemata, lemala, or what?
With Shalom Komo, yeah. The Mala Mata Mata Lamala, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So but there should be a difference between Rava and between Shmuel and Abai, between Rava and Abai on this, no? Or because
what do you mean? Which Rava and Abaye?
No, because according I'm sorry, Shmuel. Because Shmuel holds that it's okay.
It's good, everyone over this, as far as it's okay here as well. Shalomim Komo is Kimakomo Dami in that it permits, it's a Mechaper, the Baal, but it's not permitting the Basar.
Right. And everybody agrees with that?
So far. We haven't seen anyone, we're about to see someone who argues, but up until now, we've only seen Shmuel. So now the Gemara quotes the opinion of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish argues on Shmuel. Reish Lakish Amar Li Olam Pasal Mamish. When the Mishnah on yesterday's daf said that Mata Lamala, Lamala Mata is Pasal, it meant Pasal Mamish. Meaning the Baal doesn't get any kapara at all. Yet, he holds Shalobim Komo Kimakomo Dami. So he agrees in principle to Shmuel that Shalobim Komo is a good makom, but he thinks that Pshat and the Mishnah is Pasul Mamish. How is it Pasul Mamish? If I did Mala Lamata, if that's Kimakomo Dami, so shouldn't that be a Kasher Karbon? How is that possible? So he says, Velokashia. Kan Shinasan Bishtika, Kan Shinasan Bamira. It depends. Meaning what? If you assume that when you did b'shtika, so then that's what the Mishnah says, the Shalom Komo, Kimakom Adami, and it's kosher. But the Mishnah from yesterday's daf, which says pasul, that's where you had a bad machshava as well. We had a chutz lizmano. Just look at Rashi to make this clear. Rashi says, kanshe nasan bim b'shtika. That one. Rashi says, kanshe nasan b'shtika, drasha dekra, mashma, bailam this kapru kishinasan bishlom komo bishtika. The lach is that the baal is this kapru when you place it in the wrong spot. Umasnitzin the Katani Apostle. So then, if he holds Shalom and Komo, it's Kimikomo Dami. How come the mission the yesterday's daf said it was Apostle? Binasin b'machsheves le'echel basar chutzesmana. There was another machshev that was there. Vashmina, though, the Apostle v'embo kares. But it's a Apostle that knows, even though normally chutzesmano is a chiv kares, it's only chutzesmano on a kasher zrika that's matir achila that leads to kares. But since this case is shalom and koma kumakoma dami, so it won't be matir achila, so though it's going to be pasul, mamish midin pigol, but it won't lead to a kares. That's what he's saying.
What's the difference if he did the madale matale matale male? It doesn't change anything.
It doesn't, he gets off the, it's no kares.
Right.
There's no kares there.
Even if he has machshava of eating it chutz mano.
Even if he has machshava chutz mano, it's going to be possible, but it won't be exactly.
Okay.
Only a kosher zrika lagamre b'makomodam it would lead to chiv kares. Exactly. Fine. Fine. So then the Gemara says tanan chishuli tenasanit nin lamata lamala lamala lamata v'chulei. So then the Gemara just says that all the questions we asked Shmuel yesterday's daf, these questions from these different Mishnayos, we ask Reish Lakish as well. And me did have machshavas hinuach while leave with the rehud until we get to the very last time we saw today. That whole chakra tire we just cut and paste and apply it to Reish Lakish. Short. So then the Gemara quotes another opinion. This is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. This is a third opinion now. Rabbi Yochanan and Amar idi v'idi b'shenatzam b'shtiki. Both cases where you place it b'shtika, the mishnah that says it's pasul and the mishnah that says it's kasher, but shalobim kama lav kumikama dami. But he assumes the opposite. He goes against it. If it's lobim komo, it's lav kumakam dami, and that's why our mishnah says completely pasul. So then when would you ever say, how come the other mission, remember we saw the other mission that said, if you did Shlomo Komo, you have a Hakasher Kohen, Yachser Hakasher V'Kabel, you have to do it again? Even though normally he agrees Shlomo Komo is lo kimakomo dami and pasul, but if you can't find remaining blood, when is it kasher, says the Gemara? When is it permitted? V'hadika dam nefesh, haduleka dam nefesh. The question becomes, is there any dam left over? So our mission, daf chav vav, yesterday's daf, there's no blood left over, you lost the blood, it's pasul. The mishnah later on, when we say yachzer kasher v'kabel, when there's more blood to come out, so let a kasher guy, even though the first guy took the blood, sprinkled it in the wrong places, and that was all possible, there's more blood to catch, have a kasher coin catch your blood, and he could do the proper sprinklings, and that's fine. So in principle, there's machlokas Shmuel and Reish Lakish who hold shalom komo kimekomo dami, versus Rabbi Yochanan who hold shalom kimekomo lo kilo kimekomo dami. Gemara now quotes the mishnah as a question. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Pasul v'ein bo karis. The Mishnah says, we ask all those questions. No, so this is on the, which Mishnah is this going on right now? This is our Mishnah. The Mishnah said on the bottom of Chavav, that if you do malamata, malamata, it was Pasul v'ein bo karis. So the Gemara explains the Mishnah, this makes sense. The Reish Lakish, Hainu dekatani Pasul v'ein bo karis. That makes sense why Reish Lakish had to teach this Mishnah. Why? So Rashi explains to teach me that even though normally a machshava chutzas mano is kares, this is telling me that in this case, since it was shalom komo, even though shalom komo is kimakomo dami, in this particular instance, it's not going to be a chiv kares. So that was a chiddush Reish Lakish. El Rabbi Yochanan, my aim of kares. What's there no kares to speak of? According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the whole thing is talking about shtika, so of course there's no kares. It's not even pikel to speak of there. The psul of him has nothing to do with machshava. Whenever you say shtika, it means there's no machshava. It's just possible because you put the zrika in the wrong spot. So vada, there's no kares. So kashid Rabbi Yochanan, what the chiddush? You should just say pasul. What's the words of aim of kares teaching me if it's all talking about shtika where there's no psul machshava? That's a kashid according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara then says, Ula Shmuel, my aim of kares was aim of kares mean according to Shmuel. Hachikamar. Im natsim b'machshavas pasul v'aim of kares. Because remember, according to Shmuel, he said that our Mishnah was a case, what was the question again, the Shmuel? Ishtika. So if it's Shtika, so of course no Karis, what's the Chiddush? So he says, no, if there is a Machshava, so then it will be possible, Vainbo Karis. That's how Shmuel wiggles out of it. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Ishlobim Komo, Lav Kimikomo Dami. So if it's true that if you sprinkle in the wrong spot, it's as if it was in the wrong spot. So, Leve, Kinishbach Minakli, Al Ritzba, V'yasvenu. So let it be no different than if blood spilled onto the floor. Just pick it up. If a person does the proper Kabbalah, all the blood's there, and it trips on something, and then all the blood spills, you're able to gather it up and put it back into the cup. The only time we say you can't is if it goes directly from the par onto the floor is a pasul. But if it fell into the kli first and then spilled, you're allowed to. So when you sprinkle into the wrong spot, so why is it pasul? Just gather up all the blood and then throw it into the right spot. So the Gemara says, because he holds savrla, kiman damar lo yasvenu. He holds like the opinion that you can't gather up the blood when it spills. What does the Gemara say? The Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moldim, everyone's in agreement. Benitin in Lamala, Shinit in Lamala, the Matish in Lamata, Shlokimitzvatan, Lo Yasvenu. Rabbi Yochanan holds everyone agrees if you put it in the wrong spot, it's actually going to be incorrect. It's going to be possible. You can't gather together. Whether it's top to bottom, or I'm sorry. Try that again. If it was Nitin in Lamala, Shinit in Lamala, you put the top in the top. And the mata lamala, the bottom, the right thing. But shalok mitzvasam, not in the right way. What shalok mitzvasam mean? Rashi says, if you did it b'machshav apostol or b'smol, you did the right act, but the wrong way, that's possible. You can't gather together. When is the machlokes? When you gather or don't gather? Lo nechloku ela benitnan lamala, shenitnan lamata. Or lamata, shenit lamala, that's when they debate this. If you put it in the wrong spot. Rabbi Yosi Omer lo yasvenu, you can't gather together at all. And Rabbi Shimon Omer yasvenu, and he says you can. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says last two lines here, shelo yasvenu, this is going the first part, going the second part now. Lo nechleku hanach mai tanai ba'inan the meimar. Rabbi Yosi Omer lo yasvenu, if you put it mata lemala, or lemala lemata, you can't gather it up anymore. Avagav delav kimukomodami. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says you can. Okay, much. I thought there was going to be something more out of that. Either way, we see from here, Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, if you put lamala lamata or lamata lamala, Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, like that man dumber, that you cannot gather together. It's very different than when a person spills it on the floor, so then you're allowed to gather it up. When you put it with intent in the wrong spot, though, then that's disqualified forever, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara now says, Umishna Seinu. Our Mishnah is Kedivrei Omer Liasvenu, says Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah holds that you can't gather it together. That's why the Mishnah says Pasul, and we can't suggest to Yasvenu. Comes along now Rav Chista. Rav Chista says he understands his machlokas about Yasvenu or Lo Yasvenu in a different way. Rav Chista Amar Avimi Hakol Modin. Everyone is in agreement. Benitnin Lamata Shenitnin Lamala Shelo Yasvenu. If you put the blood that should be on the bottom and you place it on the top, everyone agrees that you can gather together. The Kolshkan, and certainly, Benitin Lamala, Shinit Lamata, Hovadamim, Hail Yonim Lamata, Hain Ban. Because what's the Kalvachom here? I put things on the bottom that should be on the top. I put in the bottom, that's Vade Puzzle. If I put things on the top, sorry, I put things on the top, I end up putting on the bottom, that might be Kasher. Why? Because things that go on the top eventually will drip down to the bottom. So by me putting it in the bottom in the first place, that might still be a key in the Zerika, because it's at least hitting the place where it might eventually go. Even then, it's going to be a problem as well. So both those scenarios are good. So again, it says, Benitin Lamata, Shinitin Lamata. If I put things in the bottom that are supposed to be in the bottom, I put them on the top, that's possible. Even though if they go on the top, they'll eventually hit the bottom, that's still going to be possible. Kal v'chomer, if things that are supposed to be on the top are placed in the bottom, that certainly will be problematic because it never goes on the top where it's supposed to go. So that's where they don't argue. Everyone agrees, lo yasvenu. Lo nechleku, when do they argue? Elo benitnin lefnim, shenitnin b'chutz. In b'chutz, shenitnin lefnim. You put that which is supposed to be on the inside on the outside, that which goes on the outside, the mizbech achitza, and you put on the inside, the mizbech apanimi, you switch those around. That's where there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yosi omer yasvenu, Rabbi Shimon omer lo yasvenu. That's where there is such a debate. Okay. One second here.
So both, they're both, whether it's inside to the outside, outside to the inside, both cases.
Say it again?
Meaning there's no difference between inside and
outside. Either direction, exactly. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Again, the idea, by the way, all this is, has to be a Zrika. The way the Zrika disqualifies it, makes it Shelo Yasvenu, has to be a good Zrika. That's puzzle. Meaning what? If I put Mizbech Chitza on Mizbech Panimi, they're both Mizbechos. So it's supposed to go on the outside one. I put it on the inside one, that was a Zrika on the Mizbech, and it disqualifies it. But if you assume that both Mizbechos are completely independent, so it's like me sprinkling onto the ceiling, which has no Shaychas to it, and that was a non-action, which means I am able to gather it together. So it really depends on the nature of the two Mizbechos to each other. That seems to be what the debate is about. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afan Nami Tanina. We also taught in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos Hi Ha'ola. Zos He, ha'ol, are three words, ha'rei elu, mi'utim. They're three different words that exclude things. Zos is this, not something else. He, it, not something else. Ha'ola, the ola, not something else. So what are the three mi'utim? We first have to understand what the context here. If you look at Rashi, you're on halfway down the narrow line. He says, zos, hi, ha'ola, ha'rei elu, shlosha mi'utim. Lefi sheba ha'mikra zeh, lamdenu, al psulim, l'mizbeach, she'alu, d'loyerdu. We mentioned this before. There's a concept that certain psulim should not be brought onto the mizbeach. But if they were b'dieved, im'alu, some we say, l'loyerdu, don't bring them down. Just once they're up there, leave it up there to stay. That's the context of the pasuk. The Alfinan says, Rashi, we learn, may ola al mokta al mizbeach kol alayla, that the ola is on the mizbeach all night long. Misha'ola al mokta, once it goes onto the fire, tesham kol alayla, remains there forever. So therefore, that's something, and alu, we leave it up there all night. But that to exclude, there are three instances where we don't leave them up, we actually take them down. What are the elu miyutim? Says the Gemara, prat l'nishchata b'layla, if an animal is shechted at night time, and you put him up, we don't leave him up, we take him down. V'shenishbach dama, if the blood spilled, and you put on some mizbech, you would bring it down as well. And v'shiyatza dama chutz l'klayim, if the blood had left the area which should be going, that as well, im alu, we would say yerdu. The Gemara says, now im also teirit. So that's all according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ola, ainli, ola, I only know, ola kshera that goes on the Mizbeach, goes up. That's the Pasuk's talking about. If an ola, ola al mokdal al Mizbeach, kol alayla is referring to an ola kasher that stays there all night. How do I know, minayin l'rabal shenishcha d'balayla v'shenishbach adama v'yeshiyat adama l'chutz, l'klayim? I mean, he argues in Rabbi Yehuda that thinks even these im alu lo yerdu v'halon, one's left out overnight hayote hatame v'shenishchat chutz lizmano v'chutz lemekomo v'shekibla psulan v'zarkes dama v'nitin lemala v'shenitin lemata v'nitin lemata v'shenitin lemala v'nitin b'fnim v'shenitin b'chutz v'nitin b'chutz v'shenitin b'fnim v'pesach v'chadet sheshachtin shlo l'shmar minayin. He includes all these different psulim im alu lo yerdu. Where does he know this? Tamalomar Torah ha'ola Riba Torah achas lechol ha'olam. The word Torah sa'ola includes all types of karbanos, all types of psulim shim alu lo yerdu. That's Shitas Rabbi Shimon. He's all inclusive. Yachol shani mar be'af haroveya va'nirva va'mukse va'nevad va'etne va'mechir va'klaim va'trefa va'yote dofim. One might think you would include these as well. Animal that was violated by another animal, or if it was destined for avodah zara, or actually was served as avodah zara, is used to pay an azona. Or it was a klaim, all these things, maybe these also im alu lo yerdu. No, that's where he draws the line. Tamalomar, zos, this, zos does limit some things. So it limits the last list of around eight of them. So Mari Yitzel, Rabos, es elu lohotis elu. Why do you draw the line this way? Why do you include those psulim, but he excluded the last list of psulim? So the Gemara explains, Mari bani es elu shaya psulim bekodesh, she says, those that only became puzzle in Kodesh, meaning they already were Kadosh, right, and they only became puzzle afterwards. It was Kadosh, but it was Yotze. It was Kadosh, but it was Lon. It was the Kadosh, but it was puzzle Mekabel. Since there was once a Kedusha there, that's Imalu Lo Yerdu. But the ones beforehand were puzzle even before becoming Kodesh. It was already Rovea, it was Nirva, it was Nevad. All those were prior to becoming Kadosh. Therefore, those are going to be excluded, that Imalu, it would be Yerdu. You take them down.
One is the animal itself, and the other one is the way that the avodah was done.
That would be another distinction. I guess that would be that. That's
a, what they say. The other one, the whole animal is possible. The other one, and the first one, the way it was done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The korban.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, Katani Mia, we see from this long brisa here, what we could learn from here is that Hanidin Lamata, Shinidin Lamala, Lamala, Shinit Lamata, below Palag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on this, meaning Rabbi Shimon says if it was put in the wrong place, the blood in the wrong place, so it's kosher, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use as one of the exceptions. Even he agrees that Im Alu Lor Yerdu. My time Allah Mishum de Kalta Mizbeach, Vishmamina Layasvan. Is not because once you put it onto Mizbeach finalize it, and therefore you can never catch it again. You can never lo yasven. And look at Rashi to make this clearer. Rashi says two wide lines down. My time, Allah mishim de kalta Mizbeach l'kedushe, meaning the Mizbeach was mekadesh this animal. Vishmamina linen asifa lo yasvenu. I mean, what's going on here is, we had the discussion if the blood was sprinkled lamala lamata or mata lamala in the wrong place, so we had the debate whether you yasvenu or lo yasvenu. That's part of the discussion here. So then, we said, according to Rav Chista said, everyone agreed, shelo yasvenu, you can't gather it up at all. But this Gemara seems to be a proof for that idea that once you sprinkle on the blood, it's mekadesh the animal, and the animal remains there to prove to me that the zrika mizbeach would finalize it, and you would not be lo yasvenu. In other words, this is a raya for the shita of Chista that lo yasvenu when mata lamala and mala lamata. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer mizbeach apnimi mekadesh psulin. Mizbeach apnimi, the inner mizbeach, the zav, mizbeach hazav, would be mekadesh the psulin. All psulin that would go in there, it would be mekadesh it, shim alu lo yerda, we wouldn't take it down. Even though the pasuk of the ola is only referring to mizbeach achitzon of such a concept, he holds that it would, the same halach would apply to the mizbeach apanimi. So my kamashma, what's it telling us? Tanina, with the remission already tells us, nitin pifnim, and so on, that things that are bifnim bechot and nechot bifnim, that you would say im alu lo yerdu. So that includes even the mizbeach apanimi. So what's he adding? What's Rabbi Eliezer coming to add on to the Mishnah? So the Gemara explains, Imi Hasma, have we had that Mishnah only? Havamina, I would think, Hanimile Dam de Chazilei. Only blood that was sprinkled on the chutz and was brought bifpnimi, that would be permitted because Mizbeach HaPnimi is meant for blood. You only put blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. About Kometz de Lo Chazilei Emelo, but a Kometz, the Mincha, never goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So maybe if a person put a Kometz on, a Pasal Kometz on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, maybe it would be Mekadesh it, and you would have to say, Im Alu Yerdu, Kamash Malam, all Psulin, even Menachos, would be Mizkadesh on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and would remain there. Im Alu Lo Yerdu. So Gemara asks a question, Mesive, Ketores, Zara, Zara, Sha'alta Lagavi Mizbeach, Terid. So if a Ketores Zara, a Ketores that shouldn't be taking place there, Rashi says, Ketores Nedava, a person dedicated in Nedava, Shalo Hitter, Kasav El Ketores, Shal Tzibor, Shachris, Varvis. You can only use a Mizbeach Pnimi for the Mizbeach of the Tzibor, both in the morning and the evening, but a personal Nedava of a Ketores that cannot be placed on the Mizbeach Pnimi. Yet the Brisa says, Ketores Zara, Sha'alta Lagavi Mizbeach, Terid. He says it goes down. Didn't we just say above that Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh Opsulim? How come here it's not Mekadesh? And the Gemara goes on to explain, She'ein lecha Mekadesh Psulim Mizbeach HaChitzon. So all Haroi Baroilo, only Mizbeach HaChitzon has the ability to Mekadesh things im Alu Lo Yerdu. Chitzon in Pnimi Lo. So we see here that it only applies to the Chitzon, not to the Pnimi. So the Gemara says, no, of course the Mizbeach HaPnimi can be Mekadesh Psulim. Tari Tachi, answer the following. Ketores Zara, Sha'alta Mizbeach HaChitzon Terid. If it goes on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you bring it down, because Shein Mizbeach HaChitzon Mekadesh Psulin El HaRoi Lo. Mizbeach HaChitzon is only able to Mekadesh that which it's Shayach for. Ketores isn't Shayach for the Mizbeach HaChitzon ever, but Zrika is Shayach. So only Psulim of similar ideas that are Kasher on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is Mizbeach HaChitzon going to Mekadesh. That which isn't Shayach, like a Ketores, it's not Mekadesh. But the Pnimi, Bein Roi Lo, Bein Shein Roi Lo, it has the ability of Mekadesh, meaning the Mizbeach HaPnimi is stronger, the ability of a Mekadesh thing is stronger than Mizbeach HaChitzon. My time, what's the reason? What's the explanation? High Ritzpa, V'hai Klishar. It's a fascinating distinction in terms of the nature of Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaPnimi. Reminds us of above, we said above, Machlokes of Yasvenu, if a person did Pnimi and Chutz the Pnimi, are the Mizbeachos the two different Mizbeachos, or are they really very similar? So what's the difference? Mizbeach HaChitzon is a Ritzpa Ba'ama. They built it as part of the fabric of the floor. It was a bump in the floor, if you will, but it was part of the Ritzpa. That's the idea. Right. Even though you build on the outside nechoshes, yeah, it's considered a continuation of the floor, and therefore it's like pouring onto the floor on the ritzpa. But as opposed to Mizbeach HaPnimi, which was a kli, it was meant to be used, hollow. It was separate, hollow, it wasn't part of the ground, it's a din of a kli sharis, and the kli sharis has the ability to be mekadesh even things that are possible.
Why the kli, why the Mizbeach HaZahar is in a whole different part?